Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, oh God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for things you have done for us. Oh God, seen and unseen, we thank you, Lord, for looking upon each and every one of the callers, Lord, whatever the problem might be, whatever the situation they're going through. Lord, we just know you're able. Amen. You're able because of the fact that, amen, according to your record, according to your word, oh God, you have brought mankind from dust to the grave. And Lord, we thank you for it. Now we ask you to look upon your people, oh God, that those that are listening, wherever they might be, knowing Jesus that one day you hear the nobleman from Capernaum. Oh, you hear the leper, you hear the paralytic. God, you hear the impotent man, you do. One had the withered hand, the Samaritan's son, the legions of devils, the women that had issue of blood, two blind men, the daughter of the Canaanite woman, amen, the deaf and the dumb man of Capernaum, the blind man at Bethel, oh God, the lunatic son, the man blind from birth, women bound down, the woman that was bound down with the spirit of infirmity, Lord, the 10 lepers of Samaria and Galilee, the blind man of Jericho, the servant of the high priest, the widow's son at Naaman, the daughter of Jairus and Lazarus. Lord, we are here. You are a healer. You are a healer. And half of your ministry came from being healing that which was done by the devil. And we ask you now, in Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. We are here, amen, as always, touching and, amen, reaching out. Bible said we're two or three touching and agree in the book of Matthew, 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verse. Amen. We agree in heaven, and we agree here on earth. Amen. That's why we say, our Father, amen, because we was born again. We're born again. We have two fathers, one here on earth, amen, because of our spiritual birth, and we have a Father here, amen, in heaven. We have a Father in heaven. Jesus said that, amen, he said that our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is thy name. Amen. We're here. We're here. Amen. Joining hand and agreeing that we know there's no distance in God. There's no, he's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. He's everywhere. He see everything. If it would not be, he wouldn't be God. Amen. God is self-sufficient. Amen. The book of Isaiah, he said, I'm God, and I don't know no other ones. Amen. We know that there's a lot of little gods, amen, that roaming the earth, that want to be called God, and they feel that they are God. But, amen, according to God's word, amen, his son Jesus brought us an upgrade in salvation, amen, through his son. Amen. We have hope. We have hope. Amen. We have hope. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm coming from, amen, those that want to, amen, say a prayer or a scripture. Amen. This is our foundation. Amen. Togetherness in Christ. The scriptures coming from tonight will be from, amen, the book of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, as well as the Bible. The Bible, because, amen, Paul told Timothy, amen, the 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped, and in every good works. Amen. Proverbs 27:17 is iron sharpening iron. The man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. Proverbs 24:6, the multitude of counselors, their safety. We don't know who we're going to help tonight or today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. But be encouraged. Just be encouraged. The subject is the Samaritan religion. Samaritan religion. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend. We're at 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can always remember that we don't fight into one doctrine or comments. Amen. Whatever you say, amen, will be recorded, but we are uplifting one another. Amen. We don't try to block out any one testimony. Amen. We just hear to listen to see what you have to say from a grassroots level. From a grassroots level, your experience and what God has given you. Amen. Those that are seeking Christ for the first time, thank God. This is not a mistake. It's not a mistake. Amen. God is helping you. Those that are in Christ, amen, you're just starting out. Thank God. Thank God. We hope this podcast can be a great help to you. And remember, you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Confess it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Amen. Confession is powerful. Confession is powerful. Amen. We thank God that you know the story. You know the story, that God, through his son Jesus Christ, amen, has accepted you. And you don't have to give any sacrifices. You don't have to give any money. Amen. All you have to do is give your heart desire. Amen. And he will come in and help you. Amen. And give you a new way of walking, a new way of talking in Jesus Christ. But it's a growing process. And sometimes that process is being missed. Amen. By so much misinformation or disinformation. Amen. And lying and religious programming. Amen. You have to activate it, amen, by walking in what you learn about Jesus Christ. You have to activate it, amen, about trusting God, amen, in his word. Amen. You already have been activating things when you believe in yourself or what other people tell you. Amen. You want to go out and search out information. Go see if the sale is true. You want to go and see somebody if they lying or not lying. Amen. It's the same way God have taken that, amen, prior to what the devil have twisted. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, seek and you will find, knock and the door be open. Amen. Amen. And ask. Amen. So you have to, and when God say he be with you, he'll take care of you. Amen. Pray and ask him, amen, to come in your heart. When he do come in your heart, then, Lord, I need your help down here on earth. Amen. And I need you to walk with me and talk with me, amen, according to the scriptures. And you learn more about his life. It's like a baby do with a mother. Amen. The baby talking to you, don't do that, son. Don't do that. Amen. Daughter, don't do that. And once you begin to learn, amen, then after a while, amen, he knows what you know and what you don't know. Then after a while, you'll find yourself being more confident. But until then, you have to surround yourself with the right people, go to the right Bible studies, and get the right Bible. Amen. King James Bible, be the one that you start out with. Then after a while, you find yourself studying and praying. It might be a little hard in the beginning. Amen. All children, all babies start off, amen, the parents hold their hand while they stumble and fall. But get up. Get up. Don't give up. Don't give up, because you have found out, amen, Jesus Christ is the best thing for you. He doesn't take away your fun. He doesn't take away your life. He just make you have a better, amen, make you have a better understanding about life. Amen. So you do have a real life. You do have hobbies. You do have fishing and a lot of other righteous things you want to do, sewing, cooking, amen, working. Amen. You do have a life. You do have a life. Amen. But what we're dealing with tonight and today, amen, the Samaritan religion, amen. We're going to look at the gospel according to St. Luke. Amen. And we want to follow up. Amen. There are many research areas, and we're just going to do one small research area. Amen. Concerning the Samaritan. Amen. And they are a heathen country, heathen people. Amen. That have mixed up their religion and tried to mix up their religion, put it that way, with the Jews. Amen. And they found out, and they still want to hold on to their idols, heathens. They believe in sacrificing their children. Amen. They believe in giving animals and all type of sacrifices to their gods, the gods in heaven, the gods on earth, giving accountability, amen, worshiping their God. And there are many of them. But the problem was with the Jews that they decided they feared God, but they served the idol worship. They serve idols. They serve their idols. They will not give up. They will not give up what they came out of. They will not give up, amen, the things that they have done in the past. They are religious. They're religious. And we find Jesus here in the 9th chapter of the 57th verse of St. Luke. And this is what Jesus was saying at the 51st verse of St. Luke. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up steadfastly, set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, for thou that we come down from heaven and consume them, even Elias did. But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are. For the Son of Man is come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now, the Samaritan, amen, we bring in this scriptures there, amen. And there, at the time that Jesus was, amen, going through Samaritan, the time that he was in the village of Samaritan rejected Jesus. They rejected him. Now, problem was, there was a lot of mixed marriages that happened there in the Samaria. There was a problem, amen, that in the book of Israel and in as well as 2 Kings 17, chapter and 29 verse, amen. You cannot serve two gods. Jesus said, "You either love one or reject, love one, or you're gonna hold to one, and you can't love God and mammon." It always have been a problem, a deep down source in people's lives. Try to hold on to their past, to hold on to the situation that they came out of in time of trouble and in time of chaos and the time that they find in themselves not really understanding the Bible in God because they never tried God. But once you have tried him, amen, you find out that God worked through other people. We still on this earth, so he worked through people. He worked through circumstances. Amen. If you don't heed to what, amen, his direction that he's trying to get you. Remember, God is love. And sometimes that can be a problem when you have things that's going on in this world like it's happening now. We have floods. We have fires. Amen. We have storms. Amen. You have sickness and viruses. And you wonder, well, where is God? Where is God? What's going on? I have to remember, we have an enemy here trying to destroy mankind. He will bring that. He will bring those situations to the forefront. And the Lord God, he shows us how to work around those situations. God shows us how to work around those situations. Amen. He shows us how to, amen, not to be involved in all these things and not to be involved in problems and situations that that's going to destroy our life and destroy our problems. Amen. So he have given us power. God has given us power in heaven and in earth. God has given us power. Amen. God has given us power. Amen. The power is he given us authority to be victorious people. The Old Testament men and women in Israel have fought through wars, but since Jesus came on the scene, amen, since Jesus came on the scene, amen, he said, no thing is given unto me. Amen. You just use my name and give me the authority, amen, and you listen to the instruction, amen, and you can bypass all these roadblocks you see. You know, as we go down the road, we see roadblocks. Turn left, turn right. Amen. The Lord tells us turn right and turn left. And if you don't turn right or turn left, amen, you're going to find yourself coming into these roadblocks. You're going to slow down your life. You're going to stop your life. So the Ten Commandments is given by God, and they still are here today. They're still here today. Amen. 1 John 5 and 7 says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Keep yourself, amen, from worshiping things in heaven and in earth. Amen. Keep yourself, amen, from being involved in all these different scenarios, amen, that you used to know before you came to Christ. And as a matter of education, like Paul said, renew your mind, amen, and come out from among them. Amen. He means mentally come out from among them. And sometimes you're involved in situations at work where you have to be involved, but you don't have to worship what they do. Amen. You don't have to go where they go. Amen. And you're there to be a light to the people. You're there to be a hope. Amen. That they see your God. That they see your God. So Samaritan religion, amen. Samaritans, amen, they have come out of heathens. They're dealing with heathen religion. And they want to mix up with Jehovah God. They want to mix up with the Lord. And the Jews say, not so. Not so. Because you cannot worship, amen, the God and you cannot worship the horoscopes, amen. You cannot worship the planets, amen, and still say you love the God in heaven and earth, creator, amen. You cannot worship the God of water. You cannot worship those things, amen. When I was in Trinidad, I was going through, we did a mission, amen, and there was a many of the pastors there, amen, had turned their back on God because of the fact, and many of you can relate to that. If you've never been through trials and tribulations, amen, if you can never been through bitterness or sickness, and you call on God, and you call on, amen, the God of healing, amen, and then you find out, amen, say, well, I guess God don't hear me. I guess God don't hear me. That's flesh. That's a problem. Amen. You have to continue to go on. Amen. Like Job. Job said, I know. I know he lives, and I'm going to wait till it happened. Amen. So those men, a lot of men have turned from God, and many people today have turned from God because their job have closed down. Their family is sick. Amen. And they're just walking away because of the fact they don't know where else to go. Look like, amen, they can't get any help. The government has stopped. The friends walking away from them. Some say they're taking a shot and they lying. Some say they love them, but they lying. Amen. So you have the heathen's doctrine down, amen, in Samaria where they lie, they steal, amen. They'll do anything to survive, And they have learned that the God that they have helped them by being lucky. Amen. By playing lotto. Amen. Now they find out, amen, there's no help. And they're going to hold on to now their God. And the Jews said, no, you cannot come to us and going to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen, in good times and hold on to that little statue you got there that you feel it brought you through, amen. Said, no, you can't bring that into the church. You can't bring that in your prayer. No, you can't bring that into us, amen, and want us to accept you. No. And Jesus told them at one time, said, no, we got to go through Samaria. We got to go through Samaria. Amen. So we're talking about, amen, people are mixing. They're mixing. Amen. They're mixing their hard times. Now some places are getting better. Some are getting bitter. But they want to go fall back. They want to mix. Amen. But you can't mix. You got to either stay with God, amen. Joshua will say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We know how we got here. We know who brought us here. And we know what's going to take us on. Amen. It's going to be bad weather, good weather, amen. But God's going to take us on. All right, we don't want to cover up too much, cover too many areas or get too deep in this discussion. But we're going to open up the lines. We're going to open up the lines that we always do. Might be someone, amen, have come out of, amen, some occult group, amen, come out of some other background, amen, and want to shed some light, amen, on these different religions that want to worship one and still hold on to God our Father. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They want to still hold on. And you can tell when they get in the social group, amen, how they have their trinkets, they have their dress, amen, they have their comments, amen. But when they come to the house of God, amen, they still want to hold on. They still want to hold on. And just like you get a phony dollar bill, amen, you take it to the bank says, nope, we can't take this. We can't take this. This is not right. Amen. When you pray, when they pray and they talk to God, the Father of Heaven, and call Jesus, amen. Heaven said, nope, we can't take this prayer. This prayer is all mixed up. This prayer is all mixed up. God knows what prayer is coming through. Amen. All right, you can go to our phone now. We're going to our, as always, in this broadcast, those who've been in for the first time, amen. We have our phone lines, 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. You can call 855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. All you have to do is push 1. Amen, and give your comments, and just remain on the phone. Amen, and we thank God for all of you for being here. All right, we're going up to 850. Amen, up there. Amen, God bless you. Good to have you. God bless you.
God bless you. Bishop, good evening. How you doing? I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. I was just thinking about, you know, I was with my nephew this morning, giving him a ride. You know, he didn't have any money or anything, but he just needed me to do some things for him. And I talked to him about straddling the fence, you know, in the world and trying to pray to Jesus at the same time. And you just can't serve both. Either one's going to be lacking and the other one's going to get more. And if you get more of the world, then you're going to get more of the way what the world treats you. And the world will chew you up. I've been there and spit you out. And chew you up again and spit you out. You'll still be living. But the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I walk by faith and not by sight. I've been healed from a sickness in my heart and stuff before. And I still am healed by Jesus Christ's stripes. I'm healed. I know God works in my life. And I explain that to my nephews and nieces and people. And I'm just blessed to be alive. And I'm very, very grateful. I talk to my big sister almost every day, and we pray. And a grateful person serves God every day, all day. Never cease to stop praying. Looking to the hills which come up our help. Wait on the Lord patiently. Know who you serve. And it's definitely not me. And it's not no other person. No other person can give me what Jesus Christ gave me in the Trinity, in the Three. In the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I am touched and moved by the Holy Spirit and led by the Spirit. If I live in the Spirit, then I can't live in the world. I can't serve two gods. And that's where I'm at today. And it's very wonderful that you have that subject. And I see I'm kind of on the same page. But it's a blessing to be here. And I love you. And I love this broadcast. God bless you and your wife. Thank you.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful man of God. God bless you. Good to have you, as always. All right. All right. Look like we're at 954-4485. Amen. All right.
Yep. Okay. I was just listening, yes. And, it kind of came across to me that, you know, we're living in a time where, you know, people are looking for convenience, right? And everybody wants it their way when they want it their way. But when serving Christ, you know, it's Christ's way or no way, right? So people tend to, you know, put on, I guess you could say, Christianity, you know, when it benefits them. But, you know, when it's not necessarily beneficial, you know, they go back to maybe their old ways and, you know, serving different idols or, you know, picking up old things that they once did. So when it's convenient, right, you know, they'll say Christ and I serve Christ and, you know, want to follow his principles and everything. But when it's not convenient and it's, I guess it's more convenient, you know, at that point to go back to some of their old ways. You know, and we can't do that as Christians, right? So we have to, it's Christ's way or there's no way. You know, as they say, the, you know, do it this way or the highway type deal. But, you know, it's, and that's the way it is with Christ. We have to do it his way. It's not based on what we feel or what we want. You know, it's based on what Christ has said and his word. So that's what I want to say. Thank you.
All right. All right, God bless you, man of God. We're talking about, amen. You know, it's good when you get to the point where you just let everything go, and then you fall back on, amen, what you know would work, and that's how you have to find out testimony, help us, amen. God, help us to realize that he is the one. That he is the one. He takes us through trials and tribulation. Amen. But he don't let us burn up. Amen. When we come to realize that, amen, that the car we ride will work. Amen. Amen. The bicycle we ride will work. You get there the same time everybody else get there. Amen. Once you get more confidence in Christ, begin to trust him more. And you'll find out this how it works. This how God works. He worked through principles of his, as well as other people and circumstances. God read in there. He said, I never leave you. Amen. All right, we can push one on the phone. We thank God for the Amen. For those that being the light, Jesus said, we are the light of the world. And you might be the only Jesus they see. Amen. We coming together here on this broadcast, iron sharpening iron. But when you get out there in public, amen, you might not want to say, well, my friend, I love you, but let me let you know this is what I do. Amen. You have the right for the right opportunity. Amen. Because the enemy is right there. He's right there with his false doctrine. Today we have so much doctrine. Amen. Jesus said there's going to be so much false teaching out there. Amen. So many voices. You can't out-talk them. You can't out-write them. All you got to do is live it. And when they turn around and say, well, sir, why are you not acting like us? Why are you not falling apart like us? Well, I got somebody on the inside. Then you can give and explain to them why. You can explain to them why. Amen. God bless you. Amen. The studio is here. We're in the studio. We're talking about false doctrine. You might not think that you have some things deep down in you. Amen. You lean and depend on. It does not make you a weak person. Amen. God did not take all the strength from, amen, Samson. Amen. He did not take everything from David as he was coming up. It made them more, gave them more ability, gave them more insight. Amen. And he made them more stronger. Israel fought battles and won battles. Amen. He did not, because they took Gideon. Amen. God said, you got to give me room. God won't room. He won't room. He's big enough. He's big enough for him, and you have to give him room. When he won't room, let him, because he knows who's fighting now. This is a spiritual warfare now. Let me reiterate that this is a spiritual warfare, and you are a God's tool. Amen. You're right there. Amen. You're right there to represent him. You got to represent him. And once you learn how to represent Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, amen, you'll find that you're more victorious than you are. You really think you are. You're a more victorious person. It does not mean that you're not, amen, you don't have play basketball. You can still sew, amen. You can still cook, go on vacations. Amen. You can still do all of that. But you don't have to let them all them nasty words and things run out of your mouth. You don't have to write graffiti on the wall. Amen. But you can use your tools. Paul said in the book of Romans, let your hands use your tools for God. Use your tools for God. Amen. He'll help you. He will. But he'll show you how to maneuver around all the pitfalls. Amen. The enemy wants, when he wants you to fall, and he'll laugh. Oh, you ain't got your God. What's your God going to do? Oh, yes, they do. They laugh at you. When you say you're a Christian and you fall, amen. All right, we're at 20, area code 229, the last four digits, 8742. Bless you.
Bishop, God bless you and all of the listeners today. This is a very enlightening subject that you're teaching us tonight. And I was just looking at the scripture itself and just thinking back, and there are so many idols in our society today. And maybe in Samaria, as they went through Samaria, I was just looking at the scripture in verse 53, I believe it is. It says, and they did not receive him, talking about the Samaritan, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. The Samaritans are even like people today. They don't want to receive the people of God or the believers of Jesus Christ. But we still got to go through Samaria. Samaria was not a place of, it was a dark place, I'll say. It was a dark place. They did all kind of idol worship along with mixing with other mm-hmm. worship. Just as you've said and others have said tonight that they remix stuff. And it's not only that we are sacrificing babies, but as they were doing back in that time, but we too have idols. Sometimes those idols are not just reading our word. Rather than read the word, we'll watch TV. We'll go wash the car. Or we sometimes go to our jobs rather than going to worship. But I heard the Lord say this week, I change not. He kept dropping that in my spirit. That he don't change. We change and we go sometimes and do and make idols of other things. It may not be a statue of cement or steel or whatever, but we got little idols that we hold on to rather than hold on to Jesus and to keep our affection and our eyes set on him. We have to start looking at these little idols. And we sometimes don't even realize we're worshiping these things. Mm-hmm. But we know when we put them ahead of Jesus Christ, that's a worship. Because he is a jealous God, and he don't want anything ahead of him. He is due and worthy of all the glory and all the honor. So sometimes even on our worship day, we'll do things. We take them place. Say, well, I have to go to work. I have to do this. But I've learned through the years that if we really trust the Lord, if we really looking unto him, we will trust him for Sunday worship. We will trust him and tell our jobs, I've done it. I cannot work on Sunday. That's my day of worship. But we sometimes don't trust him like we should. We'll say, well, I got to work. I got to provide. I got to buy this. I got to buy that. Well, where's your faith? There's a whole lot more than I probably could say about these idols. But Jesus, they even, the disciples said, shall we call down fire from heaven? And shall we... like Elijah did, and actually kill him, burn him up. And Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you're of. He came not to kill, to save, and to set free. And sometimes we want to do away with the heathen. We want to, rather than witness and be that light to them, that they'll come out of the dark place, that they'll come out of their idol worship, and they'll begin to come over on the Lord's side. And worship the true and the living God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Roll the glory. I've been to feel a lot of that. This is don't let me start talking now. This in Ecclesiastes. And I quote this, so I think I ran into this scripture. It's always been there. God always the word. God's word don't change.
That's right.
God's word does not change. And Ecclesiastes 6, it says in 11, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Amen. Money is big now. It's people have that for, amen, they feel they can't get through, amen, without studying, and they either get one or two. They either get, so I got to get all my education, and they put education. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
And there's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Amen, because God, he dealt with Job about that. Ask Job. Job, where were you, Job? And wisdom was right there by him. Amen. So the world, amen, is very, very, very involved in those two areas there. Amen. Without God, we're nothing. We got nothing. All right. All right. We very well, and I'm getting excited here with this word going on. Now we need somebody else to come on in here. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. We thank God. Amen. For what's happening. And we can see, amen, the word of God will stir you up. The word of God will help you. Amen. We're here to help one another. Amen. The Bible says iron sharpening iron. And we can help one another. And that's what we're about. We're about helping one another tonight and today. Amen. The word of God. Are we mixing it? And we're speaking in love at this broadcast. We're not trying to cut anyone else, but amen. The dating channels, amen. Is dating, amen. Looking for a mate is dating websites, and dating is a sin. Are we using that worldly tool, amen, to find, amen, a mate? And as well as the Samaritans, they mix marriages. They mix marriage. We know that Hebrews, amen, they say all marriage, Hebrews 13, that all marriage, amen, is honorable in God's eyesight. All of it. Amen. Marriage is honorable. Amen. But if you, the Samaritans, they cohabitate. They shack up. Amen. That's what we have to be careful with. Are we shacking up? Amen. Are we, is this a part of God's, us? Amen. You don't want to bypass what God said. You don't want to trust him. Amen. In your personal life. Jesus is personal. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. I'm personal. Jesus said, I'm your personal Savior. In other words, he be with you. And the more you pray to him and the more you learn to him, for example, we find all the sisters getting into these baseball season, football season, and school season. Amen. You get these athletes, they spend hours practicing, hours, this, that, and the other. And you look at these heathen religions, and some of them spend time, some of them pray three times a day, four times a day, always praying, amen, building up their confidence in their God, amen. Is it a lack of prayer? Is it a lack of relationship that we haven't put in, amen, with Jesus to make us go back? We look at others and see that, whoa, I better go back to what I know. Is it because of our relationship, a lack of relationship, to say, well, I love God, but this one area, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Amen. So I just want to throw that in there. Amen. We're talking about how deep, amen, idol worship is, and how idol avenues that we was in. God wants us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all of it, and he will help you. He will help you. All right, push one on your phone. Sometimes we run out of time on these programs. Amen. Push one on your phone. We're talking about, all right, here we have 561, last four digits, 1413. God bless you.
The Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody in Blog Talk Land. I just want to say that we're in this world, we're in like water filled with all kind of deadly predators, but we don't have to be swimming around in it unless we have some protective gear or equipment or in a protective boat or whatever. Build a bridge over those troubled waters or something. But we got to have protection. And we got to know that we know that we know. We got to be able to decipher the difference between the word and the world. We have to get in tune and go back to our first love so we can stay focused and study. Start back to studying and sit before God and pray and just sit there and ask him to give us the cipher of his word and what's going on in this world at this particular time or dispensation of time. Because everything going up is not godly. And we can't be doing like everybody else or influencing with full of, we got people full of witchcraft out there in the world, and you got some people full of witchcraft out there in the word. But we have to know the difference, and we got to separate ourselves. Amen. And we got to ask God to keep us humble. God was dealing with me today about that. So a lot of times we can be haughty and don't even realize we're haughty or acting biggity or making ourselves something that we aren't. So God was dealing with me with that, saying, you really need to understand what humility is, and you all got to go back to pure holiness and being and walking in humility. Amen, amen. We have to be humble so we don't stumble. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen, amen. Well, we did a show one time on holiness. Holiness is just only being cleanliness. It's cleansing. It's a clean life. Amen. It's a clean life. Holiness is a clean life. Amen. According to God's word, living clean according to his commandments, living clean life. Amen. All right. All right. We're going to push one on your phone. Amen. We're getting close down to the end of the broadcast. Though some of you might have something to say. Amen. Concerning idol worship. Amen. You can, there's so many things you can wear around your neck. Amen. But if you put a cross on your neck, don't put no man on the cross. Don't put no man on the cross. Jesus, the thing about Jesus Christ, amen, when God came in and, amen, he took in the Garden of Eden, amen, he killed an animal, amen, and took the skin, amen, and closed the Adam and Eve, the sacrifice, amen, all down through the Old Testament, all up until the time of Jesus, amen, the priests would be coming in, men and women would come into the temple and bring a sacrifice for their sin, bring a sacrifice, a pigeon, a dove, amen, a bull, a heifer, whatever they did wrong, they would bring it into the temple. Then they start bringing, amen, a little monies. But when Jesus came on the scene, he did have an only sacrifice. You don't need to bring no more pigeons and bulls and heifers. Amen. He's our sacrifice. He's the Lamb of God. We don't have to pay for nothing. All we have to do is accept him as our Lord and Savior, and he already paid for it. It might be a strong position in your life that you always had to work and pay for everything you want. And that might be so, I'll get around to it after a while. People are dying today because they trying to get around to it, trying to get around to it. Amen. Trying to accept Jesus and try to hold on to the old way. Amen. They might not want to take the shot, but I get around to it. Amen. But know the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone, Brother Man. I think we can take two more, then we're going into prayer. Two more comments, then we're going into prayer. Amen. Amen. We can take two more, I believe two more, then we're going into prayer. We're talking about idol worship. Idol worship is nothing. It's hard to give up. Yes, it is. Yes, once you make up your mind, you've got to give up. Amen. Amen. When you ask God to bless you with something and you made a promise to God, then once you get that money in your hand or you get that job in your hand or you get that husband and wife in your hand and you promise God, amen. A young lady got up in church 500 years ago. That means you can't trace me down. And say, I will come back. And my husband said, you cannot go back to church no more because we married. We married now. You cannot go back to church. People make promises to God. Amen. People make promises to God. Amen. I'm going to pay my tithes, Lord. But when you start looking at them 5 and 6 figures, you say, oh, my God. And the devil said, no, you don't. No, you don't. But you made promises to God. Amen. People make promises to God. And God will. He will. He doesn't lie. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. All right, we need prayer. We give us 2 prayers. Amen. For those that are listening, thank God for all of you. Amen. We need a prayer. All right, go right ahead. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. All right, we're 954-4485.
Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for the lesson tonight, God. We thank you for each and every listener. God, we pray, God, that you just help us and stay with us as we go through our day-to-day lives, Father God. We pray, God, that we lean to you for all of our direction, God, not our will, but we pray that thy will today be done. Keep us from idol worship, Father. Father God, help us to keep our eyes on the prize, God, and God, and to stay focused on you and your word today. God, direct us right now. Order our steps, Father, and we'll thank you for it, and we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I have another caller. Just press 1 on your phone. Prayer. 229-8742. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the lessons that we have learned and how you've opened up our understanding tonight. And we just pray for a covering of your blood over every listener, the families. Father, we pray for a covering over the pastor, the bishop, the watchman on the wall, God, that you would keep them. And in the name of Jesus, we ask for your mercy. Forgive us for anything that we have put up and used, and we didn't know that it was idols in our lives, God, but we just take down now everything that's not like you, and we just exalt you high. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise that your word will continue have free course on this block radio station, and Father, that you will use it for your glory. And we just ask all of these blessings in the name that's above every name, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you all. Amen. We are always wonderful to have all of you. Different area codes, 561-954-850. Amen. 229. Amen. 850. Amen. We just wonderful. 305. Amen. Remember, Jesus is a healer. He's always there. He healed the leper. He healed the one with paralytic. Amen. He healed the infinite man. He healed the man with the withered hand, the centurion's son, the legions of devils, the woman with the issue of blood, the 2 blind men, amen, the daughter and Canaanite woman, amen, the deaf and the dumb man of Capernaum, the blind man at Bethsaida, the lunatic man, amen, the blind man, the man from birth was blind, the woman bound down with a spirit of infirmity, amen. The 10 lepers of Samaria and Galilee. Amen. The blind man at Jericho, the servant of the high priest, the woman's son at Naaman, the daughter of Jairus. Amen. And he healed. Amen. We know. Amen. Lazarus. Amen. All of that, but he was able. He's always able. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Keep the faith. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And he will never fail you. Amen. Until next time, remember, God loves you, and he won't take it back. Amen. God bless you. Bishop Poole, you have, amen, we have you. Amen. I hope you can hear each and every one of you. Amen. Continue to call. Amen. Call a friend. Tell a friend. Amen.
Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find place in the heart. He won't let you down. I know.